There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Christmas Eve edition of the program with you tonight in studio. You've got me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, a man is facing charges for a Facebook post. It's happening yet again, and also happening in Massachusetts again, which isn't the first time something like this has gone on there, where someone has posted some sort of inflammatory-sounding thing on Facebook that isn't necessarily a threat, and are getting in trouble for it. So much for freedom of speech. We'll tell you about what's happening there. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. We're going to go to them at 855-453. Marcel is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Marcel.
Hey. I just wanted to share a story, since you were talking about it, of talking liberty with the family.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we were discussing in the first hour, is the difficulties that some people have in having these discussions when family members seem to choose the state over the people they supposedly love.
I actually have a story. Mine was actually from a few days ago. For background, my family consists of a soldier, two cops, and public school teachers. So I should have known what was happening, like, as I came in, but I didn't, like, on my way to see them, I was ready, like, you know, I might just get into a discussion about liberty with these people. I should probably just avoid doing it, since I know I'll lose. But I got baited into it because they were talking.
So hold on. Before you go on with this story from this year, you'd had previous encounters that did not go well with the family?
No, I had never spoken about liberty with them before, since I haven't seen them in a few years. And the last time I'd seen them, I was still at my minarchist phase. But as we all know, the difference between a minarchist and an anarchist is a few months.
Sure.
So I had only become more radical in the intervening time period.
Okay, gotcha. And so you just presumed this wouldn't go well?
Yeah, I knew ahead of time, and I sort of told myself I would avoid it. But the temptation was just too great. Like, they were talking about Aragorn, the guy who got choked to death on Staten Island. And I said that, you know, he was killed essentially because of a tax on cigarettes. And then from there, it was just devolved downhill. Like, I learned in that discussion that tax evasion was theft and that selling loose cigarettes should be punishable by death. Like, you know, when you explain somebody, like, you know, the progression of force, like, if you don't do this, they'll come, and then they'll bring more force and escalate and so on and so forth until you die or submit. Yeah, they were totally okay with that.
Well, that's the system. That's what they elected their politicians to create, right?
Oh, yeah. And then I just started to think,
you don't like it, go to Somalia, buddy.
Oh, no. Kazakhstan was the example I got.
Kazakhstan.
I still don't
get
it.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Just go hang out with Borat and wear a mankini.
And I said, would you apply that standard anywhere else? Like, do you think we should just demand tribute from other nations, since the U.S. Navy is what makes international trade possible? And they're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
it's global taxation. Why don't we just have a planetary government where the United States can just take whatever they want from anybody? Oh, that's pretty much where we live, right? That's pretty much how it works.
So how did all that end up for you there?
Once they just started substituting laughter for an argument and then calling me a communist, I was done. That was it.
Yeah, you got called a communist.
Yeah, the conversation's over at...
if you don't like government, move to Kazakhstan, you communist. I love when it gets incoherent like that.
Communists hate the state.
On the one hand, they're like, well, you're an anarchist, you don't like government, move to Somalia, and then they'll just call you a communist because it's literally like
It's bad.
That's how intelligent the argument becomes. And it's literally like, I mean, with some of the stuff I've written about lately, it was like really controversial. And I mean, you know, it's the same thing, that people just don't even know what to say. I mean, people who come to me and they're like, well, to respond to my political argument, they will tell me that I am a fat, balding, stupid traffic whore. And I'm like, look, three out of four ain't bad, but that's not an argument, and I'm not stupid.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for people that disagree with us to just simply break down to pure insults, that's all they've really got in their corner. Ultimately, they don't have any kind of intellectual thing to say beyond, you know, the same old excuses about how, well, you know, it's our system, it's the best system in the world, and we voted for these politicians. If you don't like it, you can work to change it. But in the meantime, crack down. I mean, they don't care. It's like they disconnect from any humanity that they should have, that you know that they have, because you were cared for by these people through a good portion of your life, that you know that they're human beings, but yet when the state says do it, they just go along with it.
I love the Larkin Rose video that's out there. I think it's titled "The Complete and Undeniable Truth," or "Message to the Voting Cattle," I think is the other one. Where it says, you know, it was only your God that told you not to kill, but the state told you otherwise, and you'd rather go with that. And it's literally as negative a thing as I think religion is. I mean, it's just that the state is even higher than that which they consider their deity, and that's just sick, man.
At least God doesn't change his whims arbitrarily.
Well, I mean, there's definitely some changes in how God handles things in the Bible between the Old and New Testaments. All so right. I would say that's pretty arbitrary.
Let me try better. God doesn't get worse every 2 years.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Marcel, anything else you want to share about your experience?
Nah. That's it.
Thanks for calling and telling the story tonight. Nice, I do appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And so you know, you're welcome to share your thoughts here, whether it's on family interactions and how those just went in the toilet when you were at Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner or whatever it is you get around them. I manage to, when I'm on the phone with my parents, I'm pretty good these days at avoiding these topics. I remember years ago when I first started getting into it more often, because when you're new to the ideas of liberty, it's even more important, it seems, to spread them to the people that you care about. And so when I was trying to explain these ideas on a more active basis with them, the few times that I would go to spend time with them, I remember at one point my mom asked me to stop talking to her about these matters, because she doesn't like it when she feels cornered. She doesn't like it when I corner her.
Yeah.
And that's an admission that she has nothing that she can say, right? Like, you know, we've had a conversation about whatever the issue is, and I've asked certain questions that get to the point where she has no legitimate, solid answer to those questions, because to answer the question in one way would essentially admit to wanting to use violence against me or something like that. Right. Like, so essentially, and I don't remember I'm kind of generically saying.
I get the concept, though, that basically when you've basically gotten to a point where they can't say that you're not, you haven't won the argument, and they just want to stop the conversation.
Right. Then I'm cornering her. Mm-hmm. And, well, don't talk to me about these things, because I don't want you to, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm being cornered. Well, that's because you have nothing to say that can intellectually defeat the ideas of liberty, and you're experiencing cognitive dissonance to the level to where you're so frustrated that you feel like I've physically trapped you.
Right, and most people who are discussing politics, especially if they're not even like an adherent to a particular ideological sect or whatever, right? I think most people in this world are basically just middle of the road. Give me a little of this, a little of that.
They have no ideology.
And so when they are not under the impression that like political answers have definite answers, right? That they don't believe that there's anything more right or more wrong, and it's all just a series of, well, what's your personal preference for this week?
What's Rush Limbaugh saying this week?
Right, and so it's one of these things that they don't believe that there is a proper answer, that everybody is equally correct about their political opinions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, no, that's really not the case. Like, you're actually factually incorrect here, and I will either get you to admit it, or this conversation will go south at some point. It was worse for me in the beginning, too, because I was, when I first got involved, I was running around with, like, a lot more, like, conspiracy-oriented people. So, like, it wasn't even just, you know, a philosophical thing about the government is forced,
yeah,
or I don't think this is morally correct.
Or some nonsense.
There's a global conspiracy to enslave the human race, and they're going to wipe out, you know, 3/5 of the population or whatever,
yeah.
And 9/11 was an inside job. I showed my mother a 9/11 documentary, and she was just like, I don't care if this is right. Don't ever say this to me again. I'm terrified.
You know, it's hard enough to convince family members that the state is violence. That alone is difficult a task enough, but to try to convince them about whatever the conspiracy theory happens to be, you might as well just forget it. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. I'm not a huge fan of those things. I've watched some of the movies. I'm familiar with the ideas, and I just want to focus on what's happening now with the state destroying people's lives out in the open. We don't need to, you know, have a theory about Eric Garner.
Right.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the program. We're here live, and we'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Something else you can get over at our website, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to a special place where you can get a free pound of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee and competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special at BuzzBox that you're not going to find elsewhere, and that is that they've teamed up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to allow us to turn some of these coffee profits into microloans, meaning that the coffee you get on a regular basis from coffee.freetalklive.com, which basically gets you on an auto-ship program, for every 10 listeners that are on that program, every month we can fund out a new microloan to folks in very difficult parts of the world to help them make their lives better. So you get a free pound of coffee to start. You just pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. They get you on the auto ship program. You can select how often you want coffee delivered and how much coffee at a time that you would like delivered. You can cancel your subscription at any time, and you can feel good because not only are you getting some of the best coffee out there, but you're also helping people make a better life for themselves. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about stories regarding parents and family members who just are not interested in really understanding what ideas that we're trying to put out there into the world, the ideas of personal liberty, you know, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free. And family members are some of the toughest people to convince on this, and maybe part of the reason, I think Mark has speculated in the past, part of the reason is that your family knows how fallible you are, right? So, Chris, you were talking a moment ago about how for a while you were involved in the 9/11 truth movement and the conspiracy theory world, and that you tried to push that on your family members, and you know that didn't go so well.
Right. When I first got involved, when I started learning about the ideas of liberty, the liberty movement in New York is largely centered around conspiracy stuff. The 9/11 truth movement is obviously probably bigger in New York than it is in both other places. We watched the towers come down. And so when I first went to my first Campaign for Liberty meeting, I met Gigi Bowman. And Gigi Bowman, a wonderful woman, but she asked me then, she's like, are you a 9/11 truther yet? And at first I was like, oh my God, this woman's out of her mind. She thinks 9/11 was an inside job. And she was like, go watch these documentaries. And I watched like some Alex Jones movies. Mm-hmm. And after I watched them, I jumped in head first, and I was like, oh my God, 9/11 was an inside job. There's a global conspiracy to destroy the human race.
Oh, and there's so much out there that you can just feed and feed and feed and, you know, watch and consume all of this info and these claims that some of them are not really backed by much of anything. And then, you know, you start going deeper and deeper down this crazy rabbit hole.
Yeah, and there's enough truth in it that it catches your attention, and then you can start listening to it. I mean, Alex Jones does what, like a 3 or 4 hour show every single day.
Yeah.
And then he's digging up so much stuff. And then there's like, he's got other guys who are doing shows for, you know, then follow up his show. And he's got InfoWars and Prison Planet. He's making documentaries. I mean, there's no limit to the amount of time that you could spend digging down this rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
And some of my friends, you know, Gigi was a little closer to reality than others. But like, you know, some of them would go all the way to like aliens or running the government and, and all these crazy people. Things. And I sort of had to pull it back. I mean, I ran for Congress, right? Like, I couldn't go and run for Congress on a... I at least knew that I couldn't run for Congress on a 9/11 was an inside job platform, right? And so I sort
I don't
of tried
know. Maybe
to...
Maybe you'd do better than the average libertarian if you did that.
There were some that did. I mean, there were guys, you know, Gigi Bowman ran for Senate, and, you know, she was an outspoken 9/11 truther, the state Senate, not the U.S. Senate. And she, you know, was all about the GMO foods and big pharma and, you know, all these different things. And she made the ballot. I did not make the ballot. She made the ballot. She, you know, clearly didn't get elected, but, you know, she at least made the ballot on the libertarian line and stuff. But in any case, it was when I first got into those ideas, then I was in a panic, and I felt like if I just told other people that this would, you know, once they found out about this, and I showed my mother, I think it was Zeitgeist, I showed her the first one.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't care if this is true or not. This movie scared the hell out of me. Don't you ever show me anything like this again.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that didn't help at
right.
all.
So like, you know, you went through this phase of the truther stuff, and your family, you know, they didn't believe that then, and now you're going through this liberty phase. It's how they might see it, right? Like,
right.
Oh, he's just, this is one of his, he's crazy, kooky old Cantwell.
Yeah.
And he believed this 9/11 conspiracy stuff, and now he's saying the government's a criminal gang. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's, it's probably not helping that I went right. through, you know, this whole, oh my God, they're gonna keep humanity under 500,000 or whatever the heck the number was. One of those Georgia Guidestone things that they're going to massively depopulate the planet, sterilize the water, you know.
How do you feel about it nowadays, though? I mean, it sounds like you're somewhat critical of the conspiracy stuff. I mean, where are you at today?
My thing is, and there's an article up on my website, ChristopherCantwell.com, that was also picked up by LouRockwell.com, that I said, look, I think conspiracy theories are overall good for the libertarian movement, because I do think that it does a lot to get people to question the legitimacy of the institution. I think if you've got I think if you've got a bunch of people running around screaming 9/11 was an inside job, those people are a lot less likely to believe everything the government tells them, and that's important. But it is one of these things that if people are not good about their fact checking, that they can waste an awful lot of time and run around with some really bad ideas and turn some regular people off with that, certainly.
So I think you're right. I think that there's real concrete examples of people who are doers in the liberty movement today who will credit, you know, the 9/11 truth movement or whatever conspiracies, whatever you want, whichever conspiracy they want to credit, whatever
right.
it was, whatever movie, etc. They'll credit that, and I gotta give credit where credit's due. That's true. People are brought in by that, but I always wonder what the percentages are, right? Because we can see, we know the seen, right? But we don't know the unseen. So we know that what we see is certain individuals have come into the liberty movement through the conspiracy channels.
Yeah,
and those people exist. I'm not knocking that. But what about the people who go off in the other direction, and the other direction is down the rabbit hole into crazy land and total depression and fear? Because that's the real message, right, behind the conspiracy movement, as you were jesting earlier about the belief that, oh, they want to eliminate 80% of the world's population and Ebola and this and that, and there's always some sort of new bird flu or something that's going to kill everybody. There's some new terrible thing out there. And, of course, there's quotes from people like John Rockefeller or whoever in the past that have said things like, you know, Ted Turner supporting eliminating 80% of the world's population. So, you know, they've got things they can point to, like people and some of the people in power do believe this stuff, right? Like that.
Yeah,
that's
real. Do.
But at the same time, it's this crazy depression rabbit hole where, you know, if you start to believe all of these claims about that there's some sort of subplot beneath everything and that, you know, it's all being controlled by an elite group of men that meet the Bilderberg meetings every year and, you know, there's aliens involved or whatever, however far you want to go down this hole.
And then you might actually get to think it's something really crazy, like government is actually efficient and could pull all of this off.
Maybe. There is that, too. We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. At the very least, you might hide in your basement forever.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry tonight. not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about anything you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting there. You get to create the content there. On the front page of the site, you just submit whatever, you know, YouTube, video, news article, blog post, whatever you want to submit. You submit it there to the front page, and other listeners can vote it up or down. Go there and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Something else that's free is to try out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. Now, why is that valuable? Well, because your internet service provider, among other people, is likely saving your surfing history. They can snoop on every website you visit, all the search terms you enter. They could record that information for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So you can put a stop to that by downloading ProXPN's free software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Plus, Linux users, you can get set up as well. It's just a bit of a different setup process. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You grab the software there. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get extra benefits like unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent, and even get past regionally blocked websites. So useful. So, for instance, if you're at a school or at an office or some place where they're restricting the internet access, if you can get connected to ProXPN, then courthouse. You get around. Yeah, you get the courthouse, indeed. You get around those restrictions. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50. You'll save 50% off of the price of their annual account, and that breaks the price down to just under $5 a month for this amazing service. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. The code, again, that you'll need for the discount, 50% off the annual account, is FTL50, and you can go to proxpn.com/FTL.
Have you been using your ProXPN?
I used it today in court, as a matter of fact.
The thing is, it seems to me that some of your Google searches have actually been leaked onto the internet. I don't know if you've seen this yet. There's a Twitter account.
Yeah, I did see that. I heard about it from you.
Oh, man, I had so much fun. I was looking at that. So there's,
what's it called? Ian Freeman Googles or something
Ian,
like that? Or?
Ian Freeman Googling.
Googling.
And
okay.
It's like, how many times could I say Bitcoin in a day or something like that? And all these different, like, it's supposed to be your searches. And I just, yeah. I cracked up so hard laughing at it. It seems to be the same guy who's running the Out of Context Cantwell Twitter
really?
Account.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either, but cool, man. That's nice. You know, people are either talking about you or they're not.
Yeah.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the conspiracy theory rabbit hole here in a moment, but Michael is on the line in Rhode Island. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Hey, Ian and Cantwell. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Michael. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good. Nice. Thanks. So the other night, you guys were talking about use of force when Cantwell called in, and I was curious as to rehash and hear both of your points and then maybe put my input from there.
Well, I mean, I don't think that this is a quick little throw out the points conversation. I mean, this is a conversation that can go on for some time. But I don't know, Cantwell, can you boil it down?
Look, the government is an institution of violence, right? It exists only through force of arms, and it is here to. It is a class of people designated to use violence against all others. And so long as people will not defend themselves against those people, then those people will continue to victimize us. And my premise has been and shall remain for the foreseeable future that at some point somebody is going to have to fight these people. Yeah.
So let me summarize here if I can. The government is violence. There's no doubt about that. But the reason why the state exists today, and it doesn't really exist, it's just an idea.
Right.
But the reason why the idea exists is because people believe in it. And people believe in it to the point where they're willing to kill for it. They're willing to even send, as we've been discussing earlier, they're willing to even send their own family members to prison if they violate some arbitrary government statute. And they'll feel good about it at the same time while feeling bad about it. They'll feel mostly good about it, though, because the law is more important than family, as we've been discussing. So you've got this situation where the state manifests in reality because that's what people believe in. And even if you do follow the violent road, you're going to be disappointed because until you can convince people that the state is not necessary in the same way that slavery is not necessary to human existence and to the flourishing of the human race, if you will, until you can convince people that they need to change their minds, no amount of violence is going to solve the problem because there will always be someone else who will step up to fill that role. You take out cops who seem to be bad and worse people will take their place. Violence begets violence, and that's what I've seen be the case. And that's kind of a brief summary of it. There's some other points I have, but your thoughts are welcome, Michael. Go ahead.
Sure. You know, I loosely agree with both of you. Attacking police, especially randomly, as this most recent case seems to be, is not going to end well for the movement or for peace, prosperity, or whatever word you want to apply there, that's going to likely increase police violence, militarization, you know, and I oppose that. I'm definitely not going for that. But at the same time, I tend to agree with Cantwell here more than you, Ian. Like, where does one draw the line? I'm not the type who, when I'm, you know, sometimes I smoke weed in public and whatnot. And if a cop's going to beat me down for doing that, I'm not the type who's just going to collapse and lay down on the ground and let them put me into captivity. I don't think that humans naturally go into captivity. And if you do, I think, well, you're not very freedom oriented, or at least you're willing.
Oh, well, every time I've been arrested, I've been fairly cooperative with the police, because if you don't cooperate with them, then they will be more likely to get more violent with you, and you'll then catch a resisting charge.
And me too, by the way. I'm cooperative with them. I mean, I got pulled over just a few weeks ago. The guy ended up letting me off with a warning, but you know, he had to threaten my life to pull me over. I cooperated because I wanted to live to fight another day.
Right. That doesn't mean, just because you don't resist arrest or something, doesn't mean you don't care enough about freedom.
As you
pointed out, Chris, you know, you have priorities in life, and you know, getting killed or hospitalized for smoking a joint just really isn't worth it.
Right. You know, yeah, I mean, he's also, I mean, it does sound to me like the gentleman on the phone is talking about a situation where the cop is going to start beating him down. And look, if a cop's, you know, if I'm getting, you know, clubbed with a nightstick and, you know, beaten, you know, I'd probably, you know, attempt some resistance at that point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when it's to a point where I'm being assaulted, well, now instinct is going to take over and I'm going to have to deal with the situation.
And I don't think you'd be in the wrong for that. I don't think there's anything morally wrong with a lot of things you say, Chris Cantwell, as far as defending yourself against people who would use coercion against you, even if they have a badge on. I don't think there's anything immoral about that. I think you're fully within your rights to do that. But practically, what's going to result is you're going to end up dead real fast. I mean, so, yeah, the beating sucks. You know, nobody wants to get a beating. And, you know, trying to resist that, I wouldn't blame anybody for that. And I'm not saying I wouldn't resist either. But at the same time, I know that if I were to pull a handgun out of my pocket and then, you know, while in the process of being beaten, blast the cop away at that moment, if there are any other cops nearby, my life is going to be extinguished relatively quickly. If I'm then able to somehow, you know, run down the street and, you know, get away from the scene, an all points bulletin will be shortly put out for me, and eventually it will likely end in my imminent demise. So ultimately, there's no good option that tends to come out of violence, right? Like, the people that use violence against the police usually end up dead.
I would, I'm very familiar with both of y'all's work. And in the scenario, well, the proposed scenario, I suppose, I would just chalk it up to a cost-benefit analysis. You know,
what are you talking about? What does that mean?
You know, if we're talking about the scenario of being beaten down or going to jail or complying, you know, I would need to be in the position and calculate what risks are coming my way based on what I can gain from non-compliance. And
yeah, my whole argument the entire time has been that it's a value judgment that an individual has to make for themselves, you know, with every situation that they're dealing with. Everybody has a right to resist people who would use violence against them. It doesn't always work out practically, and you have to make that value judgment for yourself.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. Maybe you got a check from the folks, or you know, got some money, windfall, a bonus from the boss, maybe this Christmas holiday season, and you're looking to blow it on stuff, well, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get whatever the heck you're looking for. PlayStation 4, the Xbox, whatever is hot. Whatever, I don't know what's hot this Christmas season, but usually the next-gen consoles.
Tickle Me Elmo or something.
Yeah, there's usually one thing. I was working in retail when Tickle Me Elmo was the thing.
Yeah.
And I also remember Tamagotchi as well, which was like the fake pet thing, like the digital pet.
Right.
And so yeah, I don't know what the hot
thing is.
You've
got to feed your pet, or it's going to starve to death.
Looks
what
horrible.
A fun toy!
Looks terrible, but the kids loved it. So I don't know what the hot toy is this year, but whatever it is, whatever you need to go and get after the holidays here, go to shop.freetalklive.com.
It's so nice once you stop watching television, and you get disconnected from all that stuff.
shop.freetalklive.com. You want to get stuff, that's where you can go and get it, and get it at a great Amazon price point. You know Amazon. They've got great deals, huge super saver shipping, huge selection, all the reviews that you're used to. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the UK version of the site, Canada's version, and the US, whichever one's right for you. Free Talk Live will get a cut from any of those. So shop.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then a little bit more on the conspiracy movement here, because Cantwell has been part of it in the past and has sort of moved on from it. David is in the Virgin Islands. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening, and I believe you're listening on Radio 1.
Yes. Good night. I have good news to the world. I am Michael the Archangel.
You are Michael the Archangel? Is that your premise, sir?
That's what he said.
Do you believe me or not?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to provide some evidence, I think.
Okay.
So I'm not going to call you a liar, at least not yet, but I'm not convinced yet, so.
You're skeptical.
Okay. Well, you have to prove it.
Because, I mean, a lot of people call and tell me that there are angels and deities and stuff like that, and usually when I check their ID, it just doesn't pan out.
All right, when you check mine, you'll see the truth will come true. Okay, let me go ahead.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I come to explain the prophecy from in the Bible. I come to show the Antichrist from the Bible. God has set up all of the Christian people of today to become the false Christ, to become the Antichrist.
God has sent the Christian people to become the Antichrist?
Well, set them up.
Set them up?
Yeah.
How does that work? How does that work?
What I can tell you, you ain't going to believe it until you really go and read it from the Bible itself.
Well, I'm not going to read it from the Bible, because the Bible is just an intolerably boring...
I get my Bible out of my back pocket.
It's just an intolerably boring book, but...
let me see if I'm... And God said unto them that Michael the Archangel would call Free Talk Live in 2014.
Well, okay, listen.
Slow down, David, because, you know, there's a lot that needs to be asked here. This is a big claim, to claim that you are Michael the Archangel? Why am I saying that wrong?
Archangel? Archangel.
Archangel?
It's just a metaphorical name. I mean, I'm just the leader
angel,
of the
not
angel.
Isosceles triangle.
You're like a big angel, right? Okay.
You're
so
like the leader.
Archangel.
You're the boss.
Angel. Hey, David, so here's what I want to know. If you're Michael, why'd you call the name David? Why the two names? I mean, that's just going to cause confusion, right?
Isn't the two names in the Bible? Michael, he goes by many names in the Bible.
Does he? Okay.
What the people don't know.
He's a liar.
All right. So what you're saying is the Christians have been set up to become the Antichrist. Is that right?
Yes.
That means all of the Christians?
Every
or are there some
single Christian? That's why he sent Michael to open a book and relieve them from the prison. You let me go ahead and explain it. Then you could maybe buy the book and read.
It's unfortunate.
Wait, you have a book you're selling?
These people
yes,
have thought
have
that they
book.
Were here for Christ, and it turns out that the whole time they've been set up.
Huh?
Well, you know, Chris, there might be something to that. I mean, there is an argument to be made that many of these Christians who call themselves Christians today are actually the furthest thing from a Christian, given that Christians are supposed to be oriented towards peace. Well, there's plenty of them that seem to love war. Given that Christians are supposed to be forgiving and loving toward their enemies, well, they don't seem to understand much about that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be panning out so well.
They
that whole know them by their fruits thing doesn't seem to be bearing out some very sweet fruit.
Their fruits right there, you fight them with a pin for peace and you don't even know it. That's the thing there. You see, it probably coming.
I can't understand half the words that are coming out of your mouth, David. But you know, I appreciate where you're. I appreciate that you're trying to do something and trying to bring some sort of message of change to the Christian religion.
Right.
But now, what you're saying is you've got a book that you're pitching. Is that right?
Yes, in Revelation chapter 10, there is a book coming to the world. That's it. I have the book.
Did you write the book?
Huh?
Did you write this book?
I write the book. God told me to write
what is the website? Where can people go? How do you find the book? What's it called?
Go to lulu.com.
Lulu?
Yes.
Is that Lulu's Bar and Grill?
No.
Lu.com
and type in the correction book. Then prove me wrong, right?
The correction what?
Book.
The correction book.
The correction book. So your book that is, it's correcting what is wrong. Is that the idea? Is that where the title comes from?
Correct. You figure out everything.
That's good. I hope you write better than you speak.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Chris, no, I mean, this gentleman is calling from a different country.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry.
Calling from the Virgin Islands, you know.
Right.
Cool and nice. Down here. You guys should have been down here. Hey, I used to live in Boston. I used to drive up to New Hampshire, you know, so you guys are still friends. No problem.
Oh, right on, man.
So what is this? So this is like Lulu is like a self-publishing website. Give me the name of your book one more time. What's it called?
The Correction Book.
Correction Book.
And this is going to correct all that is wrong with the Christian religion.
The Christian people of today.
Other people? Like, what about, non-Christians? What about Chris Campbell here is an atheist. I'm a pantheist.
Well, they are dead. If you ain't with God, you are going to be dead.
Well, wait, I think that as a pantheist, I think I'm always with God because I think everything's God.
So you have to join God, you know, otherwise you can kill everybody.
What you mean is you have to join the Christian religion or you're going to end up in, a fiery brimstone situation?
Lake of fire.
Yeah, I just don't believe that
stuff. You're going to actively become the Antichrist and bring about the end of the world.
No, I'm not. He said that's the Christians.
The Christians are going to bring about the end of the world, so the atheists and the panentheists, we will just sort of lights out and be done with it.
Well, read my book and you'll figure out.
All right, David. Thank you. Get right on.
I can't wait to do that. This thing's a real page turner. I just can't. That's right. I don't actually have it.
It's a small book, too. And you're 70 pages. You could write.
How much does this book cost?
$500.
How much? Just
$38. $38. Now, this is what I don't understand. I mean, if this is such an important book, and if you truly are an angel sent to, save the Christians, why wouldn't you just put it out for free?
It's 70 pages, $38.
I have a question. I'm a human being. I'm not a supernatural angel. I'm a human angel, so I have to eat. That's how I make my living.
Did somebody cut off your wings and then you transubstantiated like dogma?
David, I get that you got to eat. Now, I thought you were an archangel, you wouldn't have to eat.
Can't
you feed off souls or something like that?
I've got to eat. I've got to bang chicks. I've got to snort cocaine and hang out in titty bars. And
you
got to
meet the sinners, right? You
got to go out and save the Christians from the strip clubs where they get the lap dance in the champagne room. It's 15 minutes. Cost me $100. It's an expensive hobby.
This is what I don't understand is that, look, if it's a good message, if you've got something here, and Campbell's right, this is a really expensive price for a 72-page book.
72 pages, $38.
That's only delivered digitally, right? Can you actually get a physical copy of this?
Huh?
Can you get a physical copy of this, or is it only digital?
Not quite yet. You have to print the book.
Oh, yeah, so he wants $38 for a 70-page e-book?
Yeah, for a
you guys are the first person to give
it. I can get the whole Bible in the Dollar Tree. What are you talking about?
Hey, David, good luck with your mission. Thanks for the call tonight.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I really don't know how many sales you're going to get, but it's there. If you go and you look him up, David Dean, $38 for the correction.
If I find out that this guy sold one book, I am absolutely going to go sell my book tomorrow. I'm just going to go publish a bunch of essays from ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, look, man, we're going to save the Christians from being the Antichrist, and it's only $5,000.
How many essays do you have up so far, you think?
In excess of 500.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd be a big old book.
Yeah. I've been planning to, I was going to try to get it done before the end of this year and it didn't pan out. Before the end of next year, I want to weave them into a more cohesive storyline and publish a book. I intend to do that.
I'm thinking the Chris Cantwell coffee table book. I mean, wouldn't that be nice? It could have pictures of you, like, flipping the bird, like, really nice photos along with your essays.
Maybe that could be the extra gift. The book is going to be called In the Absence of the State, An Anarchist Case for Resistance.
Really? That's seriously what it's going to be called? Yeah. You've thought about this.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You really can call in about anything here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.